Hi, welcome to the Public Affairs Show on iHeartRadio, where we tap in with the who's in our community. I am your host, Andre, please, Bay Area. Welcome to the show, Miss Juliet and Everett, members of Children's Congress, here to talk to us about type 1 diabetes. How you guys doing? Welcome to the show.
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well. Excited to have both of you on the show. You guys just got back from Washington, D.C. You went to go see Congress and let them know all about type 1 diabetes. I'm excited to know all about it. But first, Miss Juliet, could you please inform our listeners, real simple question, but a lot of us don't know the answer to it. What is type 1 diabetes?
Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease where the pancreas fails to produce insulin, and that can result in dangerously out of control blood sugars that are typically too high when the pancreas in the body isn't producing insulin like it should be, and that can have really detrimental side effects, which a lot of type 1 kids and adults, when they're diagnosed first, they feel those side effects.
Absolutely. And then for you, Mr. Everett, what was it like when you were diagnosed? And also, what are some of the symptoms that one may experience when dealing with type 1 diabetes?
Yeah, of course. So I was diagnosed very early at 3, but some of the signs that got me kind of my parents concerned that I might have had type 1 diabetes were I was urinating excessively, so using the restroom a lot, and then drinking a lot of water. Another common symptom is fatigue, because your body's under a lot of stress when your blood sugar is fluctuating a lot, as well maybe eating a lot and then not eating, so periodical moments of erratic eating. That's a lot of the signs that really indicate that there might be a person with type 1 diabetes. And that's the signs that my dad saw in me that got me diagnosed.
Absolutely. And then same question for you, Miss Juliet. What was it like for you when you were diagnosed, or were you at a young age as well? Or
I was diagnosed when I was 11, about to turn 12. And for me, a lot of the symptoms included exactly what Everett said, urinating a lot, drinking a lot, eating a lot. And for me, I was eating a lot because I lost a ton of weight due to my high blood sugars. I also experienced blurry vision and loss of breath, as well as exhaustion, just like Everett said. So those were some of my warning signs.
Can you both share what it's like living day-to-day with type 1 diabetes? Juliet, I'll let you go first on this one.
I think it's definitely a struggle having to monitor your blood sugars all the time, because, like I said, you can have very dangerous results if you don't monitor your blood sugars. And just, you know, having to give yourself insulin for everything you eat, including drinks and sugary drinks and basically anything you eat with sugar and carbs, and that can be given to you in a form of a shot or an insulin pump. But you know, having to do all of that basically every single time you eat is just very difficult, and it gets tiring, especially for kids and teenagers. So I think that's what it's like for me living day to day.
Absolutely. And for you, Everett, same question.
Juliet mentioned a lot. A couple things I'd add. One, it's not just during the day, at night. There can be a lot of fluctuating blood sugars, especially if you eat something before you go to bed. And even for me, and I know a lot of people with type 1 diabetes, nerves can affect your blood sugar, before performances or talks or even stuff like this, interviews, my blood sugar sometimes drops because I get nervous. And then as well, it's also hard on parents for children, because they have to be monitoring the blood sugars and making sure that they're healthy and doing fine. So there's definitely a lot. There's no break. There's no stop. It's every day, every minute, every second, every time I eat. So it's very stressful, but thankfully you can adjust to it after a while, but it never leaves.
I want to get into, you all just left Congress literally like last week, July 7th through the 9th. You all were in Washington, D.C., letting those folks up there hear all about type 1 diabetes and how they need to support, you know, kids, adults all across the country. But first, I want to know what inspired you all to A, apply to Children's Congress, and what does breakthrough T1D mean?
I think what inspired me to apply for Children's Congress was just that I wanted to advocate for people with T1D everywhere. And I think it's so important to get the funding we need for more research and research for a cure, continuous research for better technology and everything that can help people in our community. And for me, Breakthrough T1D has just been so important in my life because it's connected me with so many type 1 families, and it's created a community of understanding people who know exactly what I'm going through. But Breakthrough T1D is also extremely productive in helping us in not just finding a community, but fighting for change and fighting for funding to help us in the long run. And Breakthrough T1D just raises a lot of money, but also awareness for type 1.
Absolutely. Same question to you, Everett.
Yeah, I agree. I decided to apply to Children's Congress, like Juliet, to advocate. I think it's super important because a lot of times I've met people who don't know much about type 1 diabetes, and of course that's okay. I don't expect everybody to know, but it's important that people do, because that helps people with type 1 diabetes live easier, and it also helps people get diagnosed because there's more awareness around how the symptoms and stuff. And so that advocacy and that awareness is really important to me. And as well, Breakthrough T1D to me, they helped me ever since I was diagnosed. They have given me care packages and stuff, and they've been very careful, and they've been very kind to my family as well. I've done a lot of the One Walks, and my parents have done a lot of the galas, the Breakthrough T1D galas, and so it's a very tight-knit community, and a lot of the people are very, very kind and very sweet and very thoughtful. And I think that, to me, it's just a very important organization, especially because it cares a lot about type 1 diabetics and their issues and needs.
I want to commend both of you all, Everett and Juliet, because I would be so nervous going to Washington, D.C. to talk to members of Congress, you know. So I want to ask you all, what was it like, you know, standing in front of the Congress, you know, letting them know that, hey, diabetes is serious. I need you all to, you know, help out a little bit more in the country. And what was the most memorable highlight for both of you all at Children's Congress? I'll start with you, Everett.
Yeah, I was definitely nervous. My blood sugar was dropping a couple times. I was definitely fixing my posture more than I normally do, trying to look presentable. It was a big event, and I have been looking forward to it for a while. It was so exciting to not only visit Capitol Hill, because it's just a beautiful building and it has so many intelligent and thoughtful people inside, but also because it's a good chance to advocate. And I met so many wonderful people doing Children's Congress, so it was really nice to do so. But I will definitely say I was nervous, and not only that, the weather was definitely hot, so that's one thing. But probably my highlight would be visiting some of the offices, and also meeting Senator Collins. She was really sweet and kind, and I thought that she was very thoughtful. I know I've said that word a lot, but it really describes a lot of the people there. And she was just. I got a photo with her, which is nice, but she was really kind.
Absolutely. And Ms. Juliet?
I would say that, again, I was also, like Everett, feeling very nervous, but also excited. And I think it was really inspiring to be around so many people who, again, know exactly what you're going through and understand everything. And for me, the most memorable highlight was also probably seeing the Senate meeting. We saw a Senate meeting going on, and some of the other kids told their stories about living with type 1, and they were really receptive and they really cared, and it was just awesome seeing like how much they really cared about us. And then I also got the chance to meet Senator Collins, who again is pretty much leading the charge on renewing the SDP, which is kind of what we're there for. The SDP is the Special Diabetes Program, and it's essentially Congress's, the money from Congress that goes towards diabetes research. And she is basically leading the charge on renewing the SDP, and so meeting her was just very nice and like inspiring, and she was an amazing person.
Can either one of you tell me what encouraging words Senator Collins may have said to you that might resonate and stick with you for the rest of you all's lives?
I think just like during the whole Senate meeting, she was definitely just saying, you know, it's so important to find a cure and keep going, because even though, like, no matter how strong and resilient type 1 has made all of the kids there, like, no one really deserves to be in that position where they're always worrying for their health, even from such a young age. And I think she just inspires all of us to keep fighting for that funding that we need.
She also said that they'll not stop fighting until they find a cure, and I found that really inspiring, because that shows how committed she is to really pushing forward, especially even in Congress, like pushing for a cure and research and funding for research. And I thought that was really special, and just showed how much that she cares about not only like fixing this problem and these issues, but helping all these people. And as well, there were like 14 other senators there too that showed up, which was really cool to see all of these people that came to see this. These over 170 delegates from states across the country, and really hear what they have to say and hear their issues and what they need help with.
So were there any, at the end of this two, I think you all were out there for about 2 days, right? 2 to 3 days. At the end of this meeting that took place in the Children's Congress, what is the resolve that you all walked away with? Do you feel confident that Senator Collins and her partners, constituents are actually going to make something happen, like you say, for funding for research for type 1 diabetes? How did you all walk away from Capitol Hill feeling?
I think that I walked away feeling very hopeful, and I've always been hopeful, but I feel like seeing all of how much these senators really cared about us and seeing how much they really do want to renew the funding and for more research to be continued really left me feeling very hopeful. And I do think that one day there will be a cure. I mean, the amount of progress that is directly connected to the funding that the SDP has provided in terms of technology for type 1 diabetics that has helped us so much is just it's incredible. And I think that with the continuation of the funding that will be provided, we'll find a cure very soon. And I think that the senators also felt that that hope.
All right, and for you, Mr. Everett, take us home.
So the bill has bipartisan support, so I feel like I feel confident that the members of Congress will really support this, the SCP and the funding for type 1 diabetes, especially because every state is affected. There's 1.45 million individuals across the country with type 1 diabetes and 300,000 in California. So it's really, a lot of these people understand the issues and how important it is to find a cure and fight for a cure. And so there's also been recent research has showed that the SDP although it has costed the government over $3.5 billion, it has saved them $50 billion in healthcare costs.
That's super cool, Everett, man. Hopefully they find a cure to diabetes in the near future. Until then, man, you keep up the good work. You as well, Ms. Juliet. We supporting you over here at iHeartRadio. Keep advocating for resources and a cure for diabetes, man. Keep going over there to Congress and letting them know that, hey, we need you guys to do a little bit more. All right, man, keep up the good work. And we're supporting you here at iHeartRadio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.